I'm talking today with Peter Nelson, who grew up in Hull and has some memories of White Frigate. So what are your first memories of White Frigate, well, Peter?
I was born in Beverley, so as a Beverley child, we didn't have a car, so we ran on public transport. So a trip to Hull was a big occasion. And one of the first things you realise, I mean, being brought up in Beverley, when you went to town in Beverley, you knew everyone. You stopped and chatted to everyone, but in Hull, you didn't know anyone. And nobody seemed to have time for you. So when you went down White Frigate, it was absolutely massively packed with lots of people. So as a child, that's the first memories of Hull, as how busy it was. As an adult, when I was apprentice plumber, and one of the jobs we used to do at Max and Spencer's was a regular annual thing to go down there to maintain, keep Max and Spencer's open. One of the jobs was, it was the drains. Before we had the tidal barrier, White Frigate used to flood on a regular basis. Exceptional high tide would see a lot of the offices, their basements, and they would be flooded. Solicitors down there, their basements would be flooded. So Max's on the drains had a floating ball, a copper ball. As a tide rose, it would block it off and Max's wouldn't get flooded. So on an annual basis, we had to strip all this down to make sure that it was going to be working. On one occasion, I went down there with these other older plumbers, and as we're taking a big cast iron lid off, you could hear this rumbling. Nobody checked the tides. Water started to go, so we screwed it back down very tight. Another occasion when I was working there, I was asked to go paint the flue in the boiler, and it was this special aluminium paint. Unbeknownst to me, it was toxic, but it gave off the fumes. But it didn't harm me, as it were. I touched wood, nothing's happened to me now, but it set off the fire alarm. And I didn't know. I came back up out of Max's, out of the cellars, out of the boiler house, to find the place empty and full of firemen. And everyone running around, what are you doing here? You should be outside. I didn't hear anything. But that was my experience. Of course, the other bit was, you could get, for a shilling, you could get a three-course meal. Which was, in that day as well, in the 70s, early 70s, late 60s, companies were more beneficial to the more parochial. They like acts like a parent. You could get cheap meals, cheap food, to be holidays and stuff, things like that. So my experience really of White Frigate is as an adult, but as an apprentice plumber and as a plumber. The other jobs we used to do at Littlewoods, we used to work in the kitchen there. One of the surprises I would find that the like a trifle in a tall Knickerbocker glory glass with cream on the top and a cherry. And every day, what wasn't sold, the women just scrape off the cream with a couple of fingers, flick it away and top it with fresh cream for the day.
Oh, no.
The trifles weren't fresh. It was just the cream that was fresh. It was like, oh, when you let that. And there's other little bits. Chinese restaurants, you see a pile of chicken carcasses on the concrete floor with a cat killed up on the top. You see, when you're working in the kitchens and things like that, as a punter, as a customer, you don't see any of that, but back behind the scenes, you learn it all. Life as an apprentice plumber, it was with Harrison's. They was on George Street at the time, and they moved to moved out of the place, but it was a well-known company. And we did lots of work around the place. Another one, and it's most of my experiences is as a worker. It was working in an office on Land of Green Ginger, just off White Frigate. And we had a big a quadruple extension ladder. It wasn't just an extension ladder with two, it was four times as long. So we had to, this gutter was blocked, and we had to go up and work on it. And we smashed it, basically. It was all, you had to pull it up with pulleys, ropes and pulleys. And as the top section went up, you had to pull another pulley, it flicked the hooks over, went into rungs to stop it slipping back down again. It didn't, it just shot out and smashed the smithereens on the floor. we're very lucky nobody else got injured. No passers-by got injured, just a very embarrassed. But I can tell lots of stories around it, but that's my experience of White Frigate. Then as you go down to White Frigate now, the place is empty, shops, I wouldn't say they're decimated, but our shopping habits have changed. As you had then, you had Marks and Spencers, you had Littlewoods next door to Marks and Spencers on White Frigate. So you had very large stores which would attract customers, and then Burton's is on the top end. So you had lots of people up there. Then the market in the fruit market as well attracted lots of people. Then you had the open market there. So there was lots in that area of Hull. Then you got the shopping centres opening up, and that dragged a lot of customers away. So White Frigate as per se was on a hiding to nothing. My other experience as a young man on White Frigate was Gondola. I think it was Gondola Club on a discotheque or something on White Frigate. And going there as a 16, 17 year old, that was great fun, was that. It's, as a young man, you're just full of energy and dance the night away, and it was like that. But yeah, it was good, a good fun, good buzz. But there's another thing, Hull seemed to be violent as well.
Violent?
Lots of aggression.
Was this the 1970s?
No, it was the late 60s. I was 66, I was 16, 67, 17. So around that time, there was one particular guy, I won't name him, but it was notorious. And he would, if you looked at him wrong, that was it, there was a fight. But the whole place seemed to be intimidatory like that. A lot of the nightclubs were like that. It was fun to go, there wasn't always there, but on the way out, there would be trouble on the streets down a bit. But on the whole, it was good fun.
So with the Gondola then, were you getting in underage, or did they have like teenage evenings? And
nobody asked. I was 6 foot when I was 11, so I never got challenged on that side. You used to be able to just go in pubs and ask for a pound. The only way you get caught out is when you ask for a pound of what, and you say beer, then they'd realise you didn't know what you were talking about, so they sent you out. Then you realise, oh, there's bitter and there's brown and there's mild and stuff like that. So it's, but yeah, I never got challenged on age of discos. They just let you in, basically. I never saw anyone get challenged, because there was, I recall one occasion was there was a young girl, very attractive young girl. We got on really well. Then I found out it was her 13th birthday. So I soon left there alone and went off. But as I said, there was no checking of ages or anything. In those days, it was just get on with it, basically.
Yeah, and so with Gondola, it was kind of like a nightclub, so you do dancing and...
Oh, yeah, it was just dancing. Yeah, just non-stop records played one after the other.
Right, what sort of music was it?
Oh, gosh, all sorts. I mean, it was the time would be T-Rex, before they became famous T-Rex. It was the early T-Rex. There was a lot of soul music, Otis Redding, that kind of stuff. It was pre-Flower Power, but it was on that scene they would start to come through. But it was just, I wouldn't say it was general pop music. There was none of the what we would class as mumsy type stuff. It was more we thought was cool, but it was mostly that soul type stuff. Or as I say, then T-Rex in the early T-Rex. But it was just good fun. And it all at the time, you look around, there was lots of places, nightclubs. There were the big nightclubs. Wasn't Romeo and Juliet? It was Co-op, wasn't it? It was above, back of the Co-op, upstairs.
Would it have been Bailey's at that time?
No, it was before Bailey's. It was just
called... It was a Skyline Ballroom then.
Skyline, that was it.
Yeah, Skyline.
And there was always acts there. Always acts. You saw them. It was surprising how many acts did come. What was big acts at the time came through to Hull as well. ABC Cinema would show them, but they would, you'd be seated, it wouldn't be a dancehall, whereas Skyland was a dancehall. I mean, yeah, that was a big occasion, discuss, but that's not White Forget. White Forget at the time, the discos down there, a couple of places around, but one definitely, I think they called it just discotheque. I don't think it was Condola. I think Condola was off the old town, if I get it right. But right. 70 plus, I might be wrong on that one.
I think there was one down there just called disco or discotheque. Yeah.
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 It was a little dive. You went down this alley and up these stairs, somewhere to, you just dumped your coat in this corner, and there was all sorts going on. The people making love on your coats. It's like, yeah. It was there. It happened, but it was cool. As I say, just before the flower power type stuff, it was like free love was all in the air and stuff like that. It was just, you was young kids with hormones all over the place. So it was like, yeah, great fun.
It sounds it. And when it finished, what did you do then? Did you just go home, or did you go get something to eat? Or
there was very few eateries. You'd have a burger bar near the station. The last train to Hull would be around 11-ish. But I'm just thinking back then, I used to hang out with some lads in Beverley who had a car, so we'd score through to Hull with them. I don't actually recall having any trouble getting back home. So whether I caught the last train or what, but it seems a bit odd to be going to a disco, dancing the night away, and then worrying about the last train. And so I don't know, basically.
Yeah. Going back to the plumbing and the working in the shops, I love the idea of Marks protecting itself with from the flooding. But you mentioned Littlewoods there as well. Was there anywhere else that you worked along there? Because there were loads of shops, weren't there?
I mean, there was large department stores, so they had regular contracts to maintain the place, to keep it going. Marks is, one of the joys of Marks was we travelled around Yorkshire doing all the Max and Spencer's job maintaining. But on the roofs, there would have extractor fans, and on there, there'd be nearly eight, these canopies would be 8 foot length, and there'd be a big curved dome, and we used to just upend them and use them as rocking chairs. You couldn't smoke in the axes, but what was outside was on the roof, so we lit up. And we got caught, clearly. But there was no serious consequences then. It was, you'd got a telling off and that was it. You weren't sacked or anything. You could, at that time, in the 60s and 70s, you could walk out a job on a Wednesday, you'd have somewhere to go to on a Thursday. There was lots of work around. Consequently, that's why whole shopping areas were busy as well. Lots of people had wear. There was lots of money around. So it's what went round kind of thing. You know, it spread about. But yeah, for me, as a kid from Beverley, it was, whole seemed massive. It whole seemed a long way away. It's only 8 mile, like, but it seemed as a young kid. But yeah, White Frigate was very, very busy. And your mum used to trap you around your neck, a crook of her arm against the body, and you get dragged off down White Forget so you couldn't get lost.
I was going to ask if you remember it being pedestrianised.
Yes, yeah, I remember then. It was still busy then. I don't know when it was. As pedestrianisation, I had my own family then, and my main focus was about working lots of hours to get the money in. So I didn't do any shopping. I didn't go out shopping. If I wanted anything, it would be either tell somebody else to get us it, or I would go specifically to one shop to buy it. I wouldn't go walking around thinking, oh, isn't this lovely? But I remember pedestrianisation. The problem then was, if you had work to do down White Forget, it was just driving down in a van, and people walking all over the place. So for that purpose, it was dodgy. But I do remember pressurisation. It looked pleasant enough, but for me, it didn't have any impact. I recall another place we worked. It was we're doing out the toilets and was up on the bench going through the roof, and I had a 3-pound lump hammer, and it was on the roof, and it was stuck on the parapet wall, and it got knocked off. And we're three stories up, and he just waited for the scream, but fortunately, it didn't hit anyone. So it's like, yes, it's pretty scary things, really. But it's like there was another occasion on top of White Frigate, there was the jewellers there, near where the King, is it Princess Key?
Oh,
jewellers right in the corner.
It's not Herd's, is it?
No, I can't remember the name of it. But we was doing the roof on there, and because they won't pay for scaffolding, what we had to do was tie rope one person's waist, send him over the edge, send him over the ridge of the roof, down the other side, and the other person, the other side, tied to their waist, so he didn't fall off. You know, if he slips, he wouldn't go down very far. But as anchor, it's quite boring. So to make it a bit fun, you'd run up the roof fast, and the other guy would slide down. And he'd think he was falling all the way, and then he'd run back down again. And the air was blue. But it was just...
Not a time for health and safety, then.
Oh, no, none whatsoever. No, I could tell you other stories, but it's nothing appertaining to White Frigate. But they're the main ones. He's working down White Frigate, but as a young man, it was you love going to work. It was a joy. There was four of us of a similar age. It was like holiday camp for us. We just acted the goats everywhere we went. So when you sent four apprentice plumbers to Max's, got up to all sorts of mischief, and it was a jolly. It really was jolly. But everywhere seems to be full of that jolly as well. You know, although there was occasions when it was aggressive and those fights, it was a joy. It was a joyous time, and it was a buzz. Everyone seemed to have that type of buzz. But people had jobs, people had money. There was no pressure, there was no worries. There was more of a cohesion about it in those days and towns as well.